All right, so hello guys. My name is Connor. I'm here with Adam and Brad, coaches for the Alabama. We're excited to talk to you guys today. I think we've had a few guys join us since the last call, so I just want to reintroduce everybody. And yeah, we got some cool new stuff to talk to you about today that I'm pretty excited about. So I will get right into it. Adam and Brad, feel free to chime in at any point. And cool, let's begin. So our boot camps are going to be focused on fixing a lot of things that you don't realize you're doing. And to do that, we're going to be doing a ton of in-field work. We're going to take you out. We're going to force you to approach girls and just kind of get out of your comfort zone. All the things that you can't really learn just by reading about this and talking about it, but by actually doing it. And in order to prepare, we want you guys to be reading and rereading Dow Data Act and any other materials that you might have access to. That's going to get you, you know, 90-95% of the way for knowing everything you need to know. It's the baseline for everything we're going to be teaching you, so the more familiar you are, the better.
Let me just jump in, Connor, and clarify. When Connor says other materials, if you guys have, well, any of our products, of course, you know, completely unbiased, you are either good. If you guys have other products from other schools of thought or other companies, feel free to run those by us, because there are some really good ones out there, and unfortunately, there are some that aren't great information. And so we don't want you to have to unlearn anything, creating kind of that habit. So just to point that out, if you guys are looking at some other products from other sources, feel free to run by us, and we'll tell you if they're worth your time and make you get one. So
good point. So along those lines, the boot camps are going to have kind of a classroom portion that's very technique heavy. We're going to be teaching you a lot of techniques for creating attraction. One of which we gave you on the last call, the badass walk, which is something that we want everyone to start practicing now and getting used to, so that it's kind of your default mode of walking. So just a quick recap for those of you who weren't on the last call. Badass walk is where you walk with wide strides, your heels touch the ground first, you're going to end up taking 30-40% fewer steps than where you're going. You don't have to walk any faster. In fact, it's far better if you walk slower. You stand up straight. As if there were a balloon tied straight through your spine. You pull your shoulders back and down, which is an open, dominant, confident stance. You make solid eye contact with everyone you see and you smile. And as you note, you never break eye contact down, only to the side. You break it down, it's submissive, perceived as submissive. So, really quick, I'm going to unmute everyone. I just want to hear if any guys have had, aside from the last call and had any cool positive experiences that we'll share. All right. I think we're still getting new guys joining too. So today, we're going to step it up a little bit, and we're going to give you a really cool technique that you can use tonight when you go out or whenever the next time you go out. That's going to make it really easy and fun to start approaching women in a cool way that basically guarantees you that you won't get rejected, which is pretty cool. So the first thing I want to talk about is the idea of warming up when you go out. Most guys, myself included in the past, will go straight into a bar, walk straight to the bar and get drinks, and then stand around in a circle kind of talking to each other and scoping out the room for chicks. And what my friends used to call it, we'd be standing around and they'd say, "You guys want to go do a lap?" So to speak. Basically, we all look at each other and say, "Let's do a lap. We know we should be talking to them. We know we should be doing stuff. Let's get out there and talk to people." And we end up walking around the room, kind of scanning the people to talk to. And the intention is good, to know that, you know, we need to get out there and start talking to people. But what I've learned since then that makes a lot of sense to me is that you need to start talking to people right away. The longer you go walking around looking for girls, coffee, and not talking to anyone, the worse you feel and the harder it becomes to open yourself up and start talking to people. Not to mention that if you walk around for a while not talking to anyone, you look like you're on the prowl, which is just creepy. So the longer you go in a bar situation or any social situation where a lot of people are around, the longer you go without talking, the worse you're going to feel and kind of the lower your value goes, which was really tough. And it took me a while to figure this out. But a great way to avoid that is when you're walking around to do what we call drive-by. And this is part of our warm-up process whenever we go anywhere. As soon as you walk in, you want to just be smiling and in a good mood and talking to everyone. And I know everybody knows the difference between going out and feeling like you're on fire, like you're super confident, you can talk to anyone, and feeling like you're kind of cold and it's hard to get out of your head. And, you know, you see someone you know you should talk to, and if you talk to them, it gets a little bit easier to talk to the next person. But if you don't, it gets that much easier to rationalize not talking to the next person and then the next. And pretty soon you're just kind of stuck in your head, and it feels like it's impossible to get out. I don't know if that happens for anyone else, but it definitely happens to me. It happens to a lot of guys I talk to. And it feels like crap. And it makes everything that much harder. So a great way to avoid that is to warm up by doing what we call drive-by. This is a great way to work a room and warm everyone up to you in a really fun way. And what you're going to do is throw out a quick compliment or banter line to the people that you pass, and then just keep walking. And you're going to walk around the room doing this for a good 10, 15 minutes when you first get in and kind of warm up the whole room. And it's going to be something like, hey, you guys are super cute. I'll be right back. Just a little kind of pebble that you throw out there and ping them with and then keep going. And you're not really waiting for a reaction. You're just having a good time and kind of spreading your little bubble of fun to people around you. And you're going to do this all around the bar maybe 5 or 6 times. And what happens is you're going to be having fun. You're going to be getting out of your head and talking to people and realizing that most people you're walking by and talking to are a lot more open than you might think. And they'll probably react really well if you do this right in a fun, high-value way. And you really can't get rejected doing this because you're not going to stop and wait to hear what they have to say about it. You're just going to walk around, throw out some compliments, keep going. And what's happening here is you're slowly getting out of your shell and talking to a lot of people, which is going to make you feel better with every interaction. And all these people you're walking by are going to start to wonder, who was that guy? Why did he stop? Why did he stop to talk to us? So that 10 minutes later, you can come back and those people will be super excited to talk to you. Here's a few more examples. You can walk by and say, hey, don't move. I'll be right back. You can say, wow, you're so cute. Remind me to come back in a second and interview you. Or, hey, you're really cute. I'm going to come talk to you in a second. Or, hey, there you are. This is actually a really funny line from the movie Austin Powers, if anyone's ever seen it. This is a great classic example of a drive-by. He walks by and he goes, hey, there you are. And the girl will say, I don't know you. And they'll say, no, I don't know you either, but that's where you are. You're there. And just keep going, which is kind of funny and make everyone chuckle. And the point is, you throw a bunch of these out as you're walking around, and then you come back a few minutes later, and they will have time to think about you, they'll wonder who you are, they'll kind of follow you around the bar for a second with their eyes, because they're going to wonder who you are, and you'll see you talking to other people and being fun and sociable, and you're just going to receive a super fun, gregarious, social guy who talks to everyone, which is exactly what you want to be, especially when you first walk in. And on top of how you're being perceived, in your head, you're going to be feeling a lot better. You're going to be warming up your social muscles. You're going to be feeling better as time goes on. Your state is going to continuously go up and up and up, which is super important because whenever you're talking to a girl, she's going to feed off of your emotional state. She's going to feel it. And it's something that you can't fake. So you want to do things like this that are going to get your emotional state up and pumped up so that you are in a good mood. And the cool thing about this, which I think took me a long time to realize, is that you can control your own emotional state by doing this. You know, most guys leave their emotional state to chance, and they just feel like, I'm just going to wing it and see what happens. And whenever I do that, I end up having a terrible night and get stuck in my head and end up leaving and not talking to a lot of people or not going very well. If you do leave your state to chance like that, if you're not already in a great mood, then you're gonna fall apart at the first sign of stress or rejection. Or if anything goes wrong, you're going to have a really hard time dealing with it. But this is a really cool way to just deliberately raise your state over and over until you're in that zone where you're on fire and everything's easy, which is an awesome, awesome feeling that you should always be in whenever you're talking to women or whenever you're going out, and this is a cool way to get there. So there's a lot more to this. There's a lot more to the warm-up process, but the drive-bys are really easy, and rejection-proof way that you can get that started, start warming up, and start learning how to work a room, which we're going to be doing a ton of on the boot camp. So what I want everyone to do is try this with at least 5 people the next time you go out. Hopefully tonight or sometime this weekend. Whenever you go out, when you first get in, start walking around the room and just do 5 drive-bys and see how it changes the way you're not doing. See how you feel. Just say, hey, give her the key. I'll be right back. And then, you know, come back 5 minutes later and talk to her or talk to whoever it is. It doesn't even have to be a cute girl. It could be anyone you walk by that you want to talk to. I think I've talked enough for a while. Adam and Brad, what are your thoughts on that?
One thing I want to add is, if you guys think about, first of all, it's pretty simple, and it's nothing too groundbreaking, but it's a lot different than what most guys are doing. I'd encourage you guys also, while you're out, hopefully everyone's up tonight, just kind of observe also, and look at, you know, just try to listen to other guys talking to women, because it's very, this has a very different feel to it, in terms of, first of all, what other guys are doing. And most guys are going out and complimenting, or they're saying, can I buy you a drink? And right off the bat, they're kind of like, almost like pulling at the door. So the women just feel like that guy wants them. You know, it's pushing them away. Whereas when you just go by, drop some fun, drop a flirty little line, and then you're gone, it's a lot different than what other guys are doing. Other guys are like, I want this girl to love me, I want her to love me, I want her to stay on the show. Whereas you're doing the opposite. And it's fun, but you're also not, you know, holding their girl, so to speak. Does that make sense? Oh, okay. I mean, never mind. Just nod your head.
Everyone can talk.
Hey guys, I have a quick question. It sounds like you guys are like on a speakerphone on a cell phone. It's just very hard to pick up on what you guys are saying. When the students talk, it sounds very clear. But when the coaches are talking, if it's just me, it's fine. But
no, I'm having the same issue. It's a little difficult to hear as well.
Is anyone else getting that?
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah, it sounds a little bassy.
All right. Sorry about that.
We're on a computer. We're going to try to plug a microphone in. Okay.
Yeah, we have 2 computers set up, but they always kind of compete with each other. Let's try that.
If you're too close to your microphone, you get the proximity effect, which makes you sound very bassy. So maybe move back from the mic if you have one.
Hey, what about now? Can you guys hear now?
Sounds better to me.
I'm terrible with computers.
Brad, what are your thoughts on this subject?
My thoughts on the sound of the microphone? No, I'm kidding. I think that this is definitely something that just like completely changes completely changes your results right at the beginning is to go from, going out with, I mean, one thing that's great about this is, like you said, you know, it affects your state and it affects your neediness, you know, like it actually eliminates a lot of neediness that gets communicated when you go up and when you come up and to say something to somebody and you sort of like wait for their response, you're oftentimes, at least in the beginning, you might not know it, but you're projecting neediness because you're needing them to respond in a certain way to continue to allow yourself to have fun or whatever. And this is basically going around and projecting your own fun onto everyone else, you know? It's like you don't really need anyone else to be having fun yourself, and you go around and you get to talk to people without having any sort of dependency on an outcome. So you're outcome independent. You're just going around and saying whatever you feel like saying to whoever you want. So it definitely helps you that way too. And then by the time you go around and one thing that could happen as well is, you know, if you go, you drop a a compliment or whatever, you do a drive-by at a group, and I mean, they could very well pull you in, you know, like if you go in with high enough value, you've got, especially after you go and talk to a few different groups, all of a sudden, you know, by the third group you go talk to, they've already seen you go and appear to have talked to your friends all over the bar, including cute girls. So that by the time you get to like the third group, they're already curious as to who you are because you came in with such high value. You know, you're smiling and you're being social and you have good body language, which is something that we cover really intensely in the boot camps. So you're gonna have great body language. You're gonna have good social status. You know, you're gonna come in and have a lot of value. And then as you go, you get more and more value. So by the time, so opening up like different groups becomes easier and easier because you've already shown that you have high value. So you come in and they could very well just pull you in and be like, what's your name? Or, you know, they'll start asking you questions like, who are you? What are you doing here? Well, those don't sound like good questions, but they are, you know, like they'll start asking questions about who you are and just kind of asking how you know everybody. I mean, I've gotten that so many times, just going around and being like, how do you have so many friends here? Especially if you're not from that city or town, they'll be like, how do you know everybody here? You know, I only know my, you know, two or three people that I came with. How is it that you know everybody in this bar? And that's the impression that you give off when you're going around and just talking to all these different groups. To each group that has been watching you approach all these different people, they just think that you know everybody already. So they're wondering, who is this guy who has all these friends all over the bar from all these different social groups and everything? So it's really just an amazing thing to do because, like I said, every single group you go to, it gets easier and easier to approach them because they've been watching you, whether they know it or not, they've at least subconsciously been observing the fact that you seem to have friends all over, and so you're a high-value guy.
Definitely. Well said, Ben. How do I sound now? Is anyone talking?
Still quiet to me, but...
Can you hear me, Brad?
I can hear you. It's a little quiet, but I figured that was probably because I'm out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Cool.
Looks like we do have a question, though.
Yeah, we do. I'm going to unmute that person, and we'll hear what they have to say. Hey, what's up? Question person.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, this is Nate from Los Angeles. And I guess, you know, I get the concept of kind of coming into an environment and building up your social proof, but imagine that, you know, kind of been out of it for a while and there's a massive amount of anxiety there. And, you know, even before, you know, I break that introduction hymen, so to speak, I kind of wonder, you know, what is it that, I don't know, to just get my mind set in the right mode, you know, because that's kind of, I think, where my biggest issue in that sense, you know, between watching people with massive amounts of charisma working a room and, you know, even at a party or anything, you know, it's like I my first mode is to crawl into the corner and just kind of sit and watch the whole thing unfold. And I'm really trying to, you know, one of my biggest goals is to break that habit. So I guess that's kind of my question is what's the mind? I don't know, just something. It's hard. I don't know if it's really a question, but it's kind of.
Yeah. Actually, it's a really great question, Nate. And actually, I have an answer. And that is to you will experience less and less anxiety the more that you accept that this is what you do all the time. You know, like start integrating this social awareness, this social, you know, momentum into your life all the time. You know, when you're at work, you know, when you, basically don't save it all up for when you go out to meet girls, you know, because if you do that, there's going to be so much pressure on that interaction. So what you want to do is start to push yourself socially, even with friends, you know, start to kind of think about what's going on when you're talking with your friends, and maybe try something a little, you know, uncomfortable naturally, you know, say something that's a little outside of what everybody expects you to say, and just see how people react. Like what I, you know, always tell guys to do is whether you have this as part of your sort of your routine now or not, is to start going to places like coffee shops where there's just people around that are talking, and start trying to push yourself to just be social in all environments. And so in that way, does that make sense? Like,
it becomes more natural, I guess, is what
exactly
you're saying.
Like,
so you kind of take the baby steps, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can take the steps as fast as you can, you know. I mean, you should always be pushing yourself, but I know exactly what you mean, and you know, I've been through something like that many times where I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, I'm just going to chill out. Like, I'm just – because, like, I'm extremely introverted naturally, and so I would think,
yeah,
like,
too.
Well, I'm just going to chill out and, you know, do my own thing until it's time to go out and meet people. But the way that I really started feeling less and less anxiety when I went out was to be meeting people all the time, you know, like be talking to servers at restaurants and baristas at coffee shops and strangers too, you know, and then start talking to strangers. But I certainly started out with people who work at whatever places I was going to, and I would start talking to them and just kind of see what they're about. And that really, I mean, I know it's not like directly linked to meeting girls all the time, but I can tell you for sure that it will help, because you're going to feel like this is just who you are, you know. This is just the kind of guy you are who talks to people everywhere you go. You make friends everywhere you go. And so when you go to a bar, you're not, you know, scoping out the bar for hot babes. You're going out to meet friends. And some of those friends, you know, those new people that you're interested in happen to be cute girls that you want to hook up with, you know. And so.
Yeah, no, you know, part of my intention in joining this program and everything was far more than just going to the bar. You know, I mean, I would guess that I'm probably very introverted as well. And so, you know, it was more about seizing life and stop, you know, this, to me, kind of devastating habit of always, you know, being the wallflower of life. So.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you're not a wallflower anymore, you know. Like, the very fact that you're on this call and you're talking to us about this means that, you know, you're going to start putting these steps into place in your life in general. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just pressing the raise hand button, actually, sent shivers through my entire body. But I did it anyway.
Well, good job, man.
Hey, Nate, one thing off. Can you guys hear me, by the way?
I'm sorry. You're really kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
I mean, I could hear it. That's a little better, yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
I can definitely hear you now.
There's cool. Some echo going on.
Feedback. Yeah, echo. I you know, just because I'm on the phone, I thought I would say something really quick about the walk that you guys brought up last week.
Yeah,
I wasn't part of that call, but I have been working to, you know, wherever and whatever I do, you know, doing the walk, and it really is kind of phenomenal. You know, I never really thought about it, but, you know, holding my head up and I'm literally see, you know, traffic just part like the sea, you know.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. I mean, I cannot believe that nobody, like, taught us this when we were kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, like, today I was walking on, like, a strip mall, and, you know, it wasn't a very big walkway space, but I did it anyways, and literally people were standing up against the windows and stepping off the curb, and it was just like, really? So anyways, amazing stuff, really.
Yeah.
That's great. Is that Nate? Are you still talking?
Yeah, it's still Nate.
Oh, okay, cool. Good to hear.
Also, this is Adam, by the way. One thing I wanted to add in to what Brad was saying, and this will apply to your situation and really any of us who are trying to improve ourselves, is make sure to focus on your progress and not your results. One thing that happens with a lot of guys is, you know, you're coming through this, you're improving, you're learning things, and a lot of times guys want to jump to the final result and that perfect image in their head of them interacting with women and being, you know, a million times more social. And that's fine, you'll get there, but for now, keep in mind that it's your progress that's more important. So if there's times where you're not being perfectly social or doing everything that we're saying and yet you get a little nervous, that's fine, because that's normal. As long as you're doing more than you've been doing and you're making progress. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that does. I've been following the Tao and all that information, and I noticed I went out with some friends to a bar, and I didn't drink anything, but, you know, I was really pushing myself to be not so introverted and really communicating and talking to somebody, but I got a little tired. I mean, it kind of exhausted me. I wasn't used to it. And shortly thereafter, I kind of was sitting there, I must have dazed out, and someone went, dude, are you okay? Because they had figured, I guess, you know, I had that look like I was really drunk and I was about to puke, but I hadn't even had one drink. And so I guess it showed on my face, you know, pushing myself a little bit was really exhausting me, and it was time to, you know, really kind of figure out, I mean, I had made a lot of progress in that sense, but, you know, I couldn't do it all in one night, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. This is Connor, by the way. One more thing I wanted to add is that whenever you get stuck in that spectator mode where you're kind of, you know, stuck in your head and you don't know how to just go start talking, and it kind of feels like quicksand, you know, where you're just kind of stuck, like Nate said, where your default mode is to go sit in the corner. I think a lot of us, myself included, are pretty introverted, and that's kind of naturally what we want to go do, and it feels really hard to pull yourself out of that and go talk to people. And the easiest way that I found to do that, wherever you are, whether you're in a bar or a party or, you know, like Brad said, in a coffee shop or on the street, is to just start small and do it in really small pieces, because that's going to start warming you up and making you feel more sociable. So if you just walk by someone and you're not seeking a reaction from them, you're not really starting an entire interaction, you're just saying, hey, that's a cool shirt, or hey, you look cool, I'm going to come right back, or something really brief. Even if they don't respond to you at all, you're starting to get out of your shell and stop thinking and start doing stuff. You're starting to take action in a small way. And when you do that five or six times, I always notice a dramatic difference in how I feel on the inside. In terms of you're no longer a spectator sitting in the corner watching people. You're out there taking action and becoming a part of whatever environment you're in. You're doing stuff. You're talking. You're not a spectator anymore. You're, you know, the star of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I've been able to sometimes get myself off that wall, and, you know, I start to communicate, but it's so easy for me to, you know, for the smallest thing to occur in the middle of that conversation and me to relapse, basically, and kind of realize, you know, wait a minute, I'm not even part of this. You know, I'm being ignored. I guess, you know, I should just, you know, let them do their thing and hide again. I noticed that thought process, and it's, like, very scary, because that's exactly the opposite direction I want to go. You still there?
Yeah, well somebody should be here.
It's probably really quiet.
That is a good point that Nate brought up. It's Ben in Houston. Often you'll approach a group of people and start talking to them, and then they start talking to each other and sort of zone you out, and I just feel like, oh God, I need to flee now because they're ignoring me. It's hard to break back into the conversation. I guess it's not really for this conversation, because you could just, you know, bust out and drive by another group, but.
Right. I apologize for getting off topic there a little bit.
But no, no.
It's totally fine.
It's a question that I think is a good one. What do you do? Do you say, look at me, or?
Well, you will learn as you go out and start talking to more and more people that people are essentially looking for you to lead them. And so, you know, you'll actually be able to we'll teach you some kind of parts, some things you can do with the way that you talk to the group so that they will be less and less likely to do that. For example, this is taught in a lot of public speaking classes, but if you want to sort of like own the room or own a group of people, you have to make sure to make eye contact with everyone. I mean, that sounds simple, but it's a huge difference between people ignoring you or starting to talk to each other, you know, in their own groups or not. You know, if you're just talking to one or two people and there's a group of four, if you don't make eye contact with those other two, they're going to lose interest. You know, that's just what we do as people. So you're going to become comfortable with having everyone's attention. You know, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that I started to command, you know, the attention of these groups of people. And I would catch myself, you know, standing there with all of their eyes on me and realizing, holy crap, this is the same me that, you know, would walk into a bar, you know, go to the quietest corner, sit there, and then walk out like sweating, you know, like this is the same person. Now all these people are watching me, waiting for me to lead them into the next topic of conversation. And, you know, and that's something that you can, that you're going to learn how to do. Like that's something like making sure, you know, just keeping a mental note to make eye contact with everyone in the group. That's going to make a huge difference. That's going to completely change how the other people in the group see you. And also you're going to learn how to use negative and positive body language to even further control, you know, what the members of that group think about you, and they're going to want to follow you basically and conversationally because you're properly giving negative and positive body language to the right people in the group. So it sounds a little in-depth, and it's sort of an advanced topic, but we're definitely going to be able to talk about those sorts of things when we're doing, you know, live demonstrations and we're working in person. So it's definitely a good question and something that is really important. But, I mean, like you said, for the purposes of this conversation, we're talking about a way to go around and just start to get the momentum going. And this is, like I said, this is something you can use tonight because it's going to help you go into more and more social situations as the night goes on, whether you're going out tonight or tomorrow or whatever. So don't worry about it if you might go into a group and maybe they have some other stuff going on. It's not a big deal. Like I believe Ben said, you know, you just bounce to the next group and keep doing drive-bys and see where that gets you, you know, and consider, you know, success is if you go up to a group of people you don't know and you say something to them. That's your goal for the night, you know. And anything that happens beyond that is great, you know. Let's just see how it goes and take notes and come back to the next call and let us know what you experience, and then we'll be able to go from there. I'm not sure. Connor and Adam, are you still there?
Hey, Brad, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is Lem from Sacramento. When you do the drive-by, do you look for people that are facing outward so that you do have eye contact? Sometimes groups of people are like in a circle, and so there a lot of their backs are to you as you're walking by. And right. Also, the second question to that is, do you have like a couple favorite drive-by phrases that you like using?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it will come through in your expressions, you know. A lot of like the what people are going to want to, what they're going to be reading is your body language more than what you really say. But honestly, it's definitely like funny and interesting to say, "Hey, you're here," or you know, "Hey, there you are." which, you know, obviously it doesn't really make sense, but it's just, it's funny, you know, that it works all the time to start a conversation. And as far as people who are turned away from you, I mean, what you want to do is you will want to look for people who are clearly, well, who seem to be in deep rapport. So if they're like really leaning into each other and having like, they're looking into each other's eyes and they're having a deep conversation, even if it's, you know, two girls or two guys or whatever, like they're seem to be like really involved in the conversation. You might just want to do a quick, like, hey, there you are, and then just like keep going. But anybody else, it doesn't matter if they're turning away from you or toward you or anything. You're basically going to be giving them, like, the whole point to all of this is that you're going to start showing people how they should expect to see you, because you're going to give them the impression of yourself that you want them to have, because they've never met you before, you know. So you have that ability every single time you walk into a room to create the impression of yourself that you want, you know, to show the part of your personality that you want people to see. So you're going to be showing them the part of your personality that is just out to have fun and meet people and is genuinely curious and is, you know, boy-like in, like, being curious and just fun and kind of silly and, you know, highlight that part of your personality and bring that out when you're going around and doing these sort of drive-bys. You know, don't try to, like, not make any waves. You know, that was my first temptation when I started going out and meeting a lot of people, was kind of like, oh, you know, like, those people look busy, like, don't disrupt them or whatever. And that was just from, you know, many years of sort of having that socially rammed into my brain, unfortunately. But I had to get rid of all of that training and just be like, I'm going to go in and I'm going to establish the me that they're going to see. You know, they're going to see the part of me that's fun and outgoing and social and doesn't need anything from these conversations. Is just, I mean, you want to be genuinely curious, you know, you just want to be open to things and not have to not think like, oh, I'm only going to, you know, talk to any particular type of person. You know, you want to be looking for anybody who might be interesting. So
that's a really good point, Brad. I like the way you described that. Can you guys hear me, by the way?
Yeah, we can hear you, Connor.
Cool. We lost our internet connection, so I called back on my phone. I think one other thing that this guy just asked, too, was like some of your favorite phrases. I know Brad is awesome at this. Whenever we go out, he's awesome at just like walking by people and kind of like throwing stuff out there. And usually he doesn't even end up walking by because people are really excited and they kind of pull him into a conversation. But like he was saying, he does it in a really cool, in a cool way that's not seeking any kind of reaction. I think I would describe it as Brad walks around the bar as basically the judge of what's cool in the room. And when he sees something cool, he judges it to be cool. And he's like, hey, you guys are cool. I think you're cool. And he does it in like a really cool way that's not, I hope that you like that I'm saying this. He's just saying it because he's saying it, and people react to that and pick up on it and perceive him as a really fun, cool guy. And I think one thing that I just heard someone ask is, you know, what are some of your favorite phrases? I guess we'll give you guys like our five of them to say. If you don't know what to say, write these down. And when you go out the next time, tonight or whenever, say these five things to, you know, the first five people you see and see what happens, you know, in a way that I just said, as you are just walking by and being fun and you don't give a shit what they think about it. You don't care if they're going to like it or not. You like it and you're just saying it because you feel it. So say, you want to say things like, hey, there you are, or hey, I'll be right back. That's especially when you say like, I'll be right back and then keep going. Then you can come back a few minutes later and they'll be like, oh, this guy came back. We should talk to him. So you can say, hey, I'll be right back.
if you see a bunch of girls and you think they're cute, just say, hey, you girls are really cute. I'm going to come back and flirt with you in a second. Or, hey, you guys look awesome. Remind me to come back and talk to you in a few minutes. You know, like, hey, I only have a second, but that is a kick-ass shirt. I'm going to be right back. Just things like that. Brad, do you have any more to add?
I think you did a great job summarizing that, and the attitude that I always have is, you know, I guess that's what I was trying to explain is that I, you know, I talk to people because I think they're cool, not because I want them to think I'm cool. And that took some practice,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
It really did. It took a lot of practice. And when I first, went up to people, I couldn't help but think, I wonder if they're going to think I'm weird or, you know, think I'm
right.
Cool or whatever. Like, I wasn't sure, and I just had this guessing. But I, in the back of my head, I just always told myself that that they were going to, that I was in control, you know, like I was the one determining what they're going to think. And that's what you just kind of have to keep in mind is that you're the one controlling their perception of you.
Definitely. And that's, something that we're going to be getting into a lot more is the whole idea that you're out having your own fun time and you're in your own world and you're going to pull everyone into your world and judge them based on what you think is cool, not the other way around, which is, I hope these people think I'm cool. I hope I'm going to follow along. I think Ben had said earlier, you know, it really sucks when you're in a conversation and then you start to drop out and people start to ignore you and drop you out. And when you have a different mindset of I'm having my own fun and you people should be having my conversation, that doesn't happen anymore. And it's not easy to get there, but this is a great way to start, is to just start throwing out these little drive-bys and pinging people and just kind of, if you do it in this way, just pay attention and see what happens and see how your night goes differently and see how you feel differently. When you have this attitude of, I am Mr. Fun, and I'm just going to throw out little fun lines at everybody until people start having fun with me. So I think if anybody else has any questions, I think everyone's unmuted. So anybody else have questions before we wrap this up? All right, cool. Sorry about that bad internet connection from earlier. But we are recording this, and we're going to send it back out probably tomorrow or by Monday. So for anyone that wants to re-listen to this or for guys who missed the call and weren't able to tune in this time. It's Friday where we are in this part of the world. It looks like everyone on the call is in the States right now. So happy Friday to everybody. I hope you go out tonight and use that stuff, go out tomorrow or whenever the next time is that you are in any kind of social situation and you find yourself kind of slipping into the spectator mindset where you're just watching everyone else have fun. Just remember that you should be the one having the fun and everyone else should be kind of following your lead on that. And the best way to get started doing that if you don't know how is to start throwing out the drive-bys at everyone and kind of getting yourself out of your head and more into the moment and more into your own body and more into the energy of the party instead of sitting in the corner being in your head and not knowing how to get out. Just little small things like this are the first step towards getting the momentum that will get you rolling socially and get you out of that spectator mode and into the party. So, we'll have another call hopefully next week. If not, it'll be in 2 weeks. I'll send out an email and update everyone on when that'll be. And we'll have a lot more to talk about then. So have an awesome weekend, guys, and looking forward to talking to you next time.
Thanks, Connor.
Great call. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.